time might be running out for an Albanian immigrant who's trying to keep his family together and in the United States. Ed Demirai says federal prosecutors gave him a promise. He would get a green card and also protection for his family after he agreed to help the Justice Department build a case against a mobster. But the mobster has fled the country, and now the informant says the government reneged on its commitment with violent results. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
Ed Demirai says he and his family are living in fear of a mobster who threatened his life and left him for dead. Only last week, Demirai says, a man approached him in a coffee shop in South Texas and told him to watch out. Then the windows in his house got broken.
I put my life in danger to protect the United States from those people. Why are they doing to me like that?
His story begins 10 years ago in Texas, where Demirai heard his boss, Bill Bedini, had been arrested on human smuggling charges. Demirai, who wasn't in the U.S. legally, says he turned himself in and told a federal prosecutor in Texas that he wanted to help. He had information because he had handled some money for Bedini, and that had got him involved in the case. But Demirai says he had an important question once the talks got underway.
And I ask her, what protection you can give it to me, ma'am, to my family? I do have a family, and those people are very dangerous. And she said, we know that.
Demirai says the prosecutor agreed to give him a green card and provide security for his wife and children. But nothing was in writing with the Justice Department. Then Bedini, the alleged mobster, left the country after getting released on bail, and any deal that Demirai may have had was off. Demirai got deported when he went back home to Albania to live with his parents there. He says the mobster shot him and left him for dead. Neighbors took Demirai to a hospital and then a safe house. Eventually, he made his way back to Texas, jump-started his company, which paints and remodels houses, and reunited with his family. Immigration authorities agreed not to send him back to Albania, but they denied asylum applications by his wife and his son. He says that put his family in jeopardy all over again.
That happened to me. Thanks God, I'm alive. For sure, if they get back to Albania, they are going to get kidnapped and they are going to be killed.
Joshua Rosenkrantz is a lawyer for the family. He's asking the courts to keep the family together in the U.S. and asking the Justice Department to keep them safe here. The answer so far, he says, is no.
So when the government says we cannot provide security, what it really means is when they're no longer useful to us, the Demirais of the world are expendable.
Demirai's lawyers have rallied former Justice Department officials to support their case. One of them is former Attorney General Dick Thornburg.
Give your word, you ought to keep it. It's as old as the playground.
Thornburg says there's a bigger principle at stake.
If the Department of Justice doesn't stick to the terms of a deal made with a prospective witness and jettison that witness, that word's going to travel very fast, and they're going to have a great deal of difficulty getting people to cooperate, and that's what law enforcement depends upon.
The Justice Department didn't want to talk on tape about the case. Lawyers in the Civil Division, which is handling the asylum issues, say they don't have the authority to grant security protection. They referred calls to the U.S. attorney in southern Texas, who declined to comment about the old case and Demirai's role as a material witness. The federal prosecutor who Demirai says made those promises 10 years ago didn't return a call for comment. Rosenkrantz, a lawyer for the family, says there's no time to waste.
I've been handling high-profile cases for over 25 years, and I don't think I've ever felt as fearful for the life of a client as I am right now.
As for Demirai, he says all he's looking for is justice. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.